Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Merry Christmas, baby. You showed it treatment now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, hosting the Pensacola Morning News this morning on 92.3 AM 1620. I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's been out this week. And we were talking earlier, you know, we have John Pickens, we have Brent Lane, we had Dana Cervantes at one time, all great Pensacola names, and Andrew doesn't have a Pensacola name. So
I know.
So we talked about Andrew Palafox, that didn't work. Andrew Nine Mile Road, that didn't work. But what we came up with, I think, works. Andrew Institute. You know, that's a great Pensacola name. So
that is.
Yeah. So your name tag will be changed when you come back, Andrew. And, but no, Andrew does such a great job here. It's so hard to fill in for him because I know expectations and the listeners really expect a high level. And so we'll try and meet that. But I do appreciate you joining us this morning. It is the 355th day out of the year, 11 days left. We get an extra day this year. It's National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So put your ugly Christmas sweater on. And it's also Go Caroling today. And so we'll have Christmas music all morning long. And I just love the Christmas season. I love the Christmas music. I love the whole feeling of Christmas. I was telling John I rang the bell at for the Salvation Army last night at the mall. And to see the kids this time of year, they're all excited. They all have sugar plums in their eyes. They're all ready for Christmas. That's a really exciting time of the year. But it's the time of year not to forget about those who don't have sugar plums in their eyes. And we'll talk with Salvation Army. We'll talk with Sue Strong, Communities Caring at Christmas, about how you can help other folks have a Merry Christmas. So, John, there's some good economic development news for Northwest Florida.
Love good news.
Yep. A company called IAG Aero Group, they're bringing 500 new aviation-type jobs to Bay County. That's an area to our east. And that does have an impact on our economy as well because it is such a big impact. The company is very similar to ST Aerospace. Mm-hmm. They do the same type thing, repair. They call it RMO, repair, maintenance, and overhaul of big jets. But they're making a $107 million investment at that airport.
That's great.
It is, and it helps boost the aerospace sector here, the cluster here. And that's something that the region has really been working on for the last decade or so. And believe me, it does take a long time to convince these international companies to relocate to our area. But aviation is such a good area to target for our area because we have a lot of military workers.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to repair airplanes, and they've got a good start on being a great workforce. So we have a good workforce pool. Also, PSC and is offering training, and so is George Stone, for people who want to enter this field and get the right certification. So these are very good-paying jobs, and these skills are in demand all over the world. The airplane fleet that we have is aging, and so if you know how to work on airplanes and get all the right certifications, you'll have a good job for a long time, and those jobs are very much in demand. So they're going to relocate to this new company at the airport in Panama City, and that airport has a 2-mile runway. You can land a space shuttle there. That's how big it is. And in land space, that airport is actually larger than the airport in Atlanta. So lots of room for these aerospace jobs to our east. San Joe Company, if you remember them, they donated all that property to build that airport in Panama City. And they built a great runway there and great infrastructure. And now they're starting to see the benefits of that. We've done the same thing in Pensacola at our airport. We've made it where it's a great place to locate these aerospace jobs. ST Aerospace is the first example of that. And they're expanding at our airport, building some new hangars. So it's good to see this sector making some really good strides here. And they need sites, though. And we'll talk about that a little bit later with Chris Plate. To get these companies to come here, we used to go to air shows, and they still do. There's two air shows, one air show a year. One year it's in Paris, next year it's in London. And all the aviation companies go there. And so we always have a delegation from Northwest Florida that goes to those air shows, meets with those CEOs, talks about the benefits, talks about the great workforce we have here, the number of flying days we have here, all the great reasons why Northwest Florida is good for the aviation sector, and it's starting to pay off. It takes time, though, and it takes a lot of work, but we're starting to see those efforts pay off now. So good news, good economic news. So, excuse me, I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay, and we're going to take a break.
And we've got traffic on the fives first. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right. Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchison, filling in this morning for Andrew McKay. And, John, I knew if we talked about football, we'd get some texts.
Oh, yes.
People are passionate about football. So we talked earlier about the college football playoffs starting today, and we got our first text. Unfortunately, it says hotty-totty.
No, that's very fortunate. I thank you.
Says hotty-totty, John. Great show. So thank you for listening. If you got a comment you want to make or a question or whatever, text us at 850-437-1620. I am very proud and very pleased to announce our next guest, Sue Strawn, with WEAR-TV. Everybody knows Sue Strawn. She's an institution in Pensacola, and it's because she works hard, and I think it's because people know she cares. I've known Sue for a long time, and I've seen the work that she's done in our community. Most of it goes unseen. But Sue, welcome this morning. We're so glad to have you here.
Good morning, John. Good morning. A pleasure to be invited, and always good talking with you.
Well, thank you so much. Sue, of course, has been leading Communities Caring at Christmas for a number of years. I'll let her tell you how many. So, Sue, give us a little history about the program and what it is and how it began, please.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. John, I started Communities Caring at Christmas in 1979, so we're talking 46 years now that we've been blessed to bring that program to the community. At that time, I was assistant operations manager at WEAR, and we were getting so many phone calls into the station from parents, grandparents, who were looking for help providing for their children and grandchildren at Christmas. many of the agencies at that time had stopped taking applications. They simply had just run out of resources and just were not able to provide for my families. And I was just really concerned and distressed because I didn't have any place to refer them. And I went to our general manager at the time and said, is there something, you know, what can we do? And just realizing that we were a TV station, I thought, well, maybe we can reach out to the community. And he said, well, you know, if you're going to do something, you need to take it on and go figure it out. And so I figured, well, okay. And I found a way for us to reach out to the community. We had a method of, obviously, we were a broadcast entity and made an appeal to the community. And as you know, when you ask this community, they step forward. And as they say, the rest is history. And here we are 46 years later.
And it's been a great program, Sue. I know I don't know how many thousands of children have been helped through your efforts and the efforts of others. I know I remember the day you and Sandy Sansing came to visit us at Gulf Power and asked us if we would get involved, and we did in a very big way, and because it meant so much to our employees. It wasn't just Gulf Power trying to do something good in the community. It was our employees who really took it to heart and understood the importance of taking care of those less fortunate, particularly at Christmas time. But it was obviously your leadership and Sandy Sansing's leadership that made it work. So talk about this year's campaign. How many children do you have registered?
It's the families, it's the children. Each year, John, right now we're serving about 6,000 children average. Wow. Every year. And I don't do the count. It's usually sometime mid-January. It's usually the time I sit on the floor and start adding the numbers because the families keep coming. Truthfully, it's sometimes Christmas Eve and even Christmas morning that I'm, you know, out there trying to find one. A lot of families end up being displaced on the summer year. Unfortunately, we see so many homeless that are being evicted or they're having to move from this auntie's house to that auntie's house, and it's just literally having to go find them. And we have volunteers and myself, you know, we try to make that happen. We try to get these gifts into the hands of those parents or grandparents, whoever's raising them, and make it happen. So sometimes it does take a while before I get the numbers together. But typically over the last several years, it's been averaging around 6,000 children.
Wow. What an impact. What an impact. How many volunteers do you have, Sue?
It ends up probably about 100, 125 at the end of the day. We have a good number who come. Our major weekend, we have one big weekend a year, one big weekend, and we just had that this past weekend where we all congregated at the fairgrounds, and people just kind of come. They just show up. We have a core group of about 35, 40. Those are our tried and true. Those are the ones who are the staples who every year commit. Those are the same faces that we see every year. They know the routine. The others, they're people who hear about it and want to come see, and we welcome that. We want people to see where their dollars go, how we spend that money, and hopefully see that we're good stewards. And John, I hope, and I like to let people know, there's not a single dime that goes into it. There's no administrative cost. Nobody gets paid. There's not a staple that's paid for. There's not a paper clip. There's not a stamp. There's not nothing. Everything goes into buying the toys, the clothes, the personal care items. There is no overhead. There's no nothing. Pensacola Interstate Fair, their board of directors, they graciously allow us to use that facility every year. Nothing else is paid for out of the funds that we receive.
That's amazing. I don't know of many other organizations that can say that. I do know you have a great core of volunteers, because I remember going out to the fairgrounds to put together bicycles to help sort the gifts in the different age groups and different genders and different types of toys. And so it takes a huge effort to sort all that out and to make sure that the families who are needy are getting things that are relatable to their situation. And if no other reason, you should go out there just to watch the logistics of how all that works. And it's really marvelous, and you really do a great job. Sue, we're going to take a break and get a traffic report. But when we come back, so don't go away. When we come back, I want you to tell a story And I've heard you do this, and I'm not going to cry on air, but I want you to tell a story of how communities caring at Christmas has impacted some of our children. Now we're going to go to John Pickens with a traffic update.
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Not seeing any accidents right now. I-10, I-110, even Highway 90 going to and from Pace into Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Everything's looking good. So be careful out there. You don't want to have a wreck right before Christmas. That ruins your whole holiday. So be careful. Be kind to one another. And we'll all get to Christmas and have a Merry Christmas. So I'm talking with Sue Strawn with Communities Caring at Christmas. And everybody knows Sue from her WEAR role. But she also has a very special role this time of year in leading Communities Caring at Christmas. So, Sue, tell us a story about the impact. I think that says more than any numbers or any statistics is how this program, Communities Caring at Christmas, has touched the lives of our children and of our families.
Oh, my goodness. John, what story do you want to hear? Gracious. Let me take you back to one, a little boy, the one that I remember. There was a lock-in that John Powell did. He filtered the youth, and I was helping him with that. It was at what was in the Civic Center. I'll take you way back, a way back story. Yep. And we were there distributing toys, and a little boy ran up to me, a little bitty fellow, and he comes and he grabs me around my legs, and he said, "Miss Sue," he said, I want to thank you for my coat." And I'm looking at this child, I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Baby, what coat?" He said, "I want to thank you for my coat." He said, "It was real cold." He said, "I ain't had no coat, and it was real cold." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Honey, what coat?" He said, "My grandmama said, you gave me my coat." He says, "And I want to thank you." He said, "Because it was real cold, and I ain't had no coat last year." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "You're welcome." And he explained what had happened. And we do provide clothes for some of the children. He had been one of the recipients through Communities Caring at Christmas and the generosity of some of your listeners, I'm sure. That's the only way we make this happen. And this child had not had a coat. He was being raised by a grandmother. And he had not had a coat. And it was only because of, again, the caring hearts of people, that child had a coat. And his grandmother had, for whatever reason, she chose to tell him that people in the community made him have a coat that year. Yeah. And he was grateful enough to come and want to say thank you. It wasn't about Sue Strawn, because Sue Strawn didn't do it. But he associated the faith, and he wanted to say thank you.
That's incredible.
Those are the kinds of things that happened.
Yeah.
You know, just this past year, a lot of our families, they don't have transportation, and they can't get there. Mm-hmm. We had a team of volunteers, and so they were having to deliver this past Sunday. When the families didn't pick up, they came back on Monday, got everything loaded up, and so the counselors, the caseworkers, they went and delivered on Monday. So Monday morning late, I'm getting a phone call, and they said, "Hey, we just wanted to let you know that we went and delivered to one of the families." And the mother, when she saw they got bicycles and the bags, she walked out of the house. She saw what we had. She literally collapsed on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
She collapsed on the ground in tears.
Yeah.
Dad had just lost his job. He's working 2 part-time jobs.
Yeah.
They had just gotten a notice on Friday that their lights were being turned off.
And there was going to be no Christmas.
And we all just stood there and cried.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of these listeners out there. Please know that what you're doing does make a difference. You touch lives and you touch hearts every day. Those are just a couple of stories, John.
Those are awesome stories, Sue. And they're a testament to what you and what the community does. You know, I sometimes wonder if we realize how lucky we are, those of us who have coats. And those of us who have the means to provide Christmas for our children, I don't think anything about a coat. But to that little boy, he was cold, and it made a difference. I told you I wasn't going to start crying, and I won't. But thank you for what you do, and thank you for that organization and all the volunteers who put that together. God bless you. And if folks want to give, how do they do it? Real quick, I got 15 seconds.
Okay, 15 seconds. You can drop by Channel 3. You can drop by any Sandy Sensing dealership. You can go online to Community Health Northwest Florida, and you will see a link there where you can make a donation to Community Scaring at Christmas. God bless all of you, and it is not about Too Strong. It is about this community and all of your listeners out there who make it happen. Thank you, and God bless you.
Awesome, as always. Thank you, Sue Strong. What's coming up in the news, Dave?
Well, some disturbing new information on that Marine murder case this week. We'll have that right after Fox News here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The government could shut down at midnight tonight after Congress failed to pass a Trump-backed spending bill last night to suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years. South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman was one of the 38 Republicans who rejected the measure and told Fox,
"The gun is to the head of the American people of mortgaging our future, and you're not in that. You shouldn't be in that position."
President-elect Donald Trump called the debt ceiling ridiculous in a 1 a.m. post to Truth Social. Luigi Mangione now faces 4 federal charges for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
The federal complaint alleges Mangione methodically planned out his attack for months, keeping a notebook outlining details for wanting to, quote, whack an insurance CEO. The notebook entry also stated that the target is insurance because it checks every box.
Fox's Chanley Painter. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. Clear skies. It's a brisk one out there, though. We've got 40 degrees right now in Pensacola. Some new information on the Marine accused of murdering a local woman after meeting her at a motel last weekend.
This is a heck of a case. It's disturbing, chilling.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he says 20-year-old Willie Ellington made disturbing internet searches leading up to the murder of local escort Tashay Bennett. Those searches included whether somebody could scream when they're being strangled and how many prostitute murders go unsolved. Investigators believe Ellington met the woman at a local motel, killed her, and dumped her body in a water retention area in Mobile. Her body was found earlier this week. Ellington was arrested in Opelika, Alabama. He remains in jail there, pending extradition back to Escambia County. A man out of Arkansas was arrested with a stolen vehicle yesterday at a motel on Mobile Highway. Escambia County deputies say Travis Nortier was taken into custody at the Mayfair Hotel across from the Home Depot. The sheriff's office says the vehicle was tracked to the motel when Nortier refused to come out of his room. Deputies forced entry and detained him. He had several warrants out of Arkansas, including kidnapping, aggravated battery, terroristic threatening, and vehicle theft. He remains in the Escambia County Jail. We could have a decision as soon as next month on who's going to develop the OLF 8 property in Beulah.
We have 3 different bidders. One has been in for the long haul, the Beulah Center, and they have the highest bid. We have a local bidder that reached out to a company out of Montgomery that is also very competitive. And then we have another local guy that is going to the Beulah Ranch, Ryan Bell, that's in there as well.
Escambia County Commission Chairman Mike Kohler, he says the county will continue working towards a decision at their next meeting on January 9th. Of course, they had discussions going until late in the night at their last meeting last week. There have been some calls for the county to keep 270 acres intended for job development as public property, but currently all 3 bids on the table have been for all 540 acres of the property. The Escambia Commission again meets January 9th. The FAA has now banned drones over parts of New Jersey and New York. That's the latest development in the drone mania sweeping the country the last few weeks. Florida Senator Rick Scott says the issue has shown that there's really a trust issue in Washington.
Americans no longer trust the federal government to give them accurate information. What I've been trying to do is make sure we get all Chinese drones out of this country. When I first got up here, I got the military to stop buying them. Then I got the federal government to stop buying them. Now, in this NDA, we have a provision that says that within a year, there will be no new licensed Chinese drones in this country.
And at the time we had talked to Rick Scott, he said he was awaiting a briefing on that issue later in the day. The federal government has said the drones don't pose a threat to national security, but the FAA's ban will last through mid-January. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Dr. C Vision Care, wishing you the most festive of holiday seasons. For sunglasses and full vision services, it's DC Vision Care, Dr. C Vision Care, Highway 98 West Pensacola. No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Seeing some minor slowdowns on the Garson Point Bridge due to the construction. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now for a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures on the cooler side, 64 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 30s. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 54. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Keeping the sunshine around for Sunday with a high near 55 and a low near 38. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's a bit chilly this morning. We've got 40 degrees, clear skies. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are now preparing for the release of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Analysts polled by Dow Jones expect the index to rise 0.2% on the month and show an annual reading of 2.5%. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The 10-year Treasury yield was little changed this morning as investors anticipated the release of a key inflation gauge. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell by nearly 2 basis points to 4.552%. Russia's central bank has left its key interest rates unchanged at 21%, citing improved monetary tightness that had created the conditions to tame sky-high inflation. Markets had widely expected the central bank to hike interest rates by another 200 basis points. Futures are sharply lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 15, the NASDAQ down 19, the S&P 500 down 5. Once again, futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Needs to go to the dealership to get serviced. You know, you've got a Porsche or a Mercedes or a BMW, a Genesis, a Volvo, an Audi, or a Lexus, and you think, oh man, I got to go to the dealership. I got to pay the higher price. If it's at a distance, I got to drive to it. I got to spend the gas and the time. No. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. They work on these cars all the time. Same for your domestics, okay, Chevy, Ford, whatever. You can take it to Bobby Likas. Your diesel engine, yes. Your gas engine, of course. Now, their philosophy is they want to see you for the little things, the preventative maintenance, the routine scheduled checkup, like you take your body to the doctor. Why? Because you want to have your body checked out, and your body is actually self-healing as a complex mechanical system. The car is not self-healing. Okay, but you want to take it to the Bobby Likas because they're going to look it over and find the problems before their problems. Like, that's the goal. Also, they do fleets. So if you have one car, fine. If you have a business where you have 20 cars, they can take care of you. Two locations on Davis Highway in the classic location and now on Highway 29 right across from the Walmart, Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories, or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the Kid at Heart will love their unique gifts too. Can't decide? Get a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchison, sitting in for Andrew McKay. And we're glad you joined us this morning. It's 5 days before Christmas, and you heard from the Grinch right there. I hope there's no Grinches out there. Even though the Grinch story turned out okay. You know, his heart grew two times or something, you know, so it was a good story. But anyhow, hey, it's a time for your heart to grow, because we have Captain Stephen Wildish, with Salvation Army calling in. This time of year, when you go to the mall and you hear those little bells tinkling and you see the red kettles, that's the Salvation Army. And Captain Wildish, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
How many kettles do we have out in the Pensacola area?
We have 27 kettle locations out in the Pensacola area, and that equivalents both Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That's awesome. So you got plenty of opportunities to drop some money in and to help things along. I rang the bell last night, and I noticed that children particularly enjoy putting money in the kettle. And so if you're at the mall or any of those 27 locations and you hear that bell tinkling, it's your opportunity to give back. It's your opportunity to help somebody else through the Salvation Army. So, Captain, what's the fundraising goal this year?
Our fundraising goal is $165,000.
Wow.
And for us to raise that by December 24th. So December 24th is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And you can certainly help us reach that goal by donating, or you can also volunteer your time by going to our website, registertoring.com, and you can sign up to volunteer your time.
Tell us about some of the other Salvation Army programs. I know we know about the Red Kettle, but y'all do things all year long.
Yeah, so all year long, the reason we fundraise and raising funds in these kettles is the Salvation Army of Pensacola, we have a youth community center with various sporting events. Like football and basketball. We have also swimming. But we also have an after-school program and a children's feeding program and various activities with them. But we also have our social services office, where we help households when they are in financial crisis.
You know, and that's great. And there, you touch a lot of lives in a lot of different ways. And so we appreciate what Salvation Army does here in Pensacola. A fun story, Emmett Smith started out playing football for the Salvation Army program here in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And you know where he ended up. So you never know the lives you're touching, what's going to come of them. And so the Salvation Army touches so many folks in so many ways. We appreciate what you do. So if besides the kettles, how else do you raise money?
Well, the kettles is what you see us out in the general public, but we also raise funds by general donations. Individuals can certainly walk in to donate to the Salvation Army, but we also have an advertisement format where we can send information to individuals, and they can certainly donate through that way of a particular program that they are interested in. If they're interested in supporting a particular program and would like to get our mailings, they can contact our office, 850-432-1501.
All right. Thank you, Captain Wallace. We appreciate what the Salvation Army does. We appreciate you being on this morning. It's Christmas, folks, and it's time to help those who are less fortunate. We're going to go to John Pickens now with traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, I'm back with Captain Stephen Wildish with the Salvation Army. How many volunteers do you have? Oh, did we leave? Did he leave us? I think he left us. All right. Well, make sure you give to the Salvation Army. They do such a great job, and you can go online and look at their website and see how you can get involved. Just going out and ringing the bells, I think, is a big help, and it gives you a new appreciation, I think, for what they do. Hey, today is a half day for Escambia County students. So the Christmas break.
And Santa Rosa.
And Santa Rosa, yeah.
Yeah.
So Christmas break begins today. You will still get your lunch. They're still going to serve lunch. They'll still have regular transportation. But a half a day, and then kids are out of school until January the 7th. Teachers got to go back on the 6th. Kids are out on the 7th. So it's time to watch out for the school buses today. They'll be running earlier than usual. And it's time to watch for the kids all Christmas break long. So they're out of school and they're ready to have a good time. And they'll be out there on their new bicycles and skateboards and all those other things coming Christmas Day. So that's good news. Hey, I wanted to talk a minute about...
Let's take a quick break before you get started.
Good.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 $1,000 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and
joy. Oh, lovely Christmas music, tidings of comfort and joy, which we could all use some more of that, so... I'm John Hutchison. I'm sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning on the Pensacola Morning News, 92.3 1620. We're glad you've joined us. I hope you're ready for Christmas. It's in 5 days, and today is the shortest day of the year. We'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. I wanted to talk a few minutes, and I'll say this too. If you want to text us at 850-437-1620. Love to know what you have to say. I want to talk a few minutes, though, about public trust, trust in public institutions. Particularly the government, because I think it's a serious issue, and I think it's a serious issue right now for our country. You know, we talked about a government shutdown, and maybe a government shutdown by midnight tonight if the Congress does not pass a funding bill. When was the last time we had a government shutdown, John? Do you know?
Wasn't it like 2009 or something, or 16, because that was in Trump's first term?
2018.
18.
But it wasn't Trump's first term. And it lasted a month. Did you notice? I mean, did anything?
Not that I remember, but that was a while back.
I don't think anybody noticed. So when they talk about government shutdown, they make it sound like, you know, the world's coming to an end.
Right.
But we've survived these before, and I think it's more important to take time with these bills. You get a 1,500-page bill, and you're supposed to pass it on a voice vote. I mean, that's just ridiculous, particularly when you're spending all of money and increasing the debt, giving yourself a raise. And that's why that bill got stopped yesterday. And there's some back and forth going on, but all of that I think has to do with why we see a serious issue with public trust. In 1960, 75% of Americans said they trusted the government. In 2023, it was 20%.
I can only imagine.
I don't know who those 20% are, but and among Republicans, it was only 11%.
Oh, wow.
Who said they trusted our government. And that's a serious issue for a democracy, for a self-governed people. If we don't trust the people we've put in office, then that erodes the ability to effectively do anything.
To govern, yeah.
Yeah, it actually does. I think that one of the latest issues here is this drone issue. You know, people have had a hard time getting a straight answer. How can you say it's this or that if you don't know what it is? You're not really seeing them. It's normal air traffic, mistaken identity, and all that may be true. But that's one of the things where they waited so long to address it. Again, it erodes public trust. And that's the latest, I think, in a long list of the government telling us we didn't hear, we didn't see something. You know, when Biden said that Trump followers were garbage, they said, oh, no, that's not what he said. Well, we all heard it.
We did.
We saw the video. So don't tell us what we didn't see and hear. Or, you know, when the FBI director told Congress there were no undercover FBI agents at the January 6th protests. And then we found out this week there were 26 of them, 13 of them who actually entered the Capitol, egging on the protesters, or at least, you know, not trying to stop them. That erodes public trust. And I like when the Secret Service told us that the agents couldn't get up on the roof in Butler, Pennsylvania, because it was too steep. We could see that. It's not too steep.
Right.
Public trust gets eroded again. The Chinese balloon that went across the country, no answer from the government. I like the migrant flights, you know, that they did from the border to American cities, New York, all over the nation. They were flying migrants in the dead of night, in the quiet of night, loading them on buses. They denied that was going on. They denied that for months. They said the border's secure, the border's closed. None of that was true. That erodes public trust. The whole Hunter Biden laptop thing, we were told that was a Russian conspiracy. So all these
things.
It turned out not to be. All these things have eroded the public trust, and that's a serious issue. Let's go to John now with traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 98 is looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're talking about government trust and issues where they've, I think, eroded that trust. I still want to know whose cocaine it was that was found in the White House.
Oh, I know.
They got all those cameras in the White House, and they can't tell you who it is. So again,
they know. There's no way.
If it were you and I, we'd already be in jail.
Oh, we'd have been thrown in Guantanamo or something.
Yeah. Which tells me it was somebody they didn't want you to know who it was, but they know who it is. But they don't tell us. So again, public trust. And so I think the drone issue is really just a long string of I say, you know, cover-ups or purposeful misinformation, deception that we've seen from our government.
And if you want to know whether it's an airplane or not, get the app FlightAware.
Yes.
FlightAware, you can look and it'll say what's above you, everything. You can even ask Siri.
Yes.
She's now able to do that for you. Yeah. So
even when we have something that's not an issue,
right?
We make it an issue because we don't get anything from the government that helps us.
No transparency.
No transparency. The government could have told us that.
They could have, yes.
They could have told us, go and look and see, but no. I think it hurts us because we're not prepared to respond to things. We don't know how to respond. We don't know what to think. We don't know how to react. And that's a very serious thing. We've lost trust in government. And I don't mean this to sound like a rant against the Biden administration, because Donald Trump exaggerates everything. And that doesn't help either. But we need to fix this, because the more we mistrust government, the more folks will not know what to do. The more you have protests, the more you have panic among people when they don't know. We need straight answers from our government, not lies, not them telling us we don't see things that we see. We need a government we can trust. I said this earlier, but we are self-governed. And to me, it's our responsibility to elect people who tell the truth. And when they don't, we need to hold them accountable. We've stopped demanding integrity, I think. The media certainly has. Many in government have stopped living by it because we've stopped demanding it. If we like the lie, if we like the deception, we accept it. In fact, we encourage it. If it benefits our party or hurts your party, then we don't care if it's true or not. So it's our fault. I put the blame right at us and demand that we don't hold accountability, hold them accountable, and that's where the problem is. And until we do care and until we do hold them accountable, I don't think it's going to change. I think we're going to continue to get what we've got, and that's mistrust in government. But tell us what you think. 850-437-1620. I want us to know that the truth is more important than our political party. And I think the political party has caused the polarization. And I think that needs to be corrected.
Right. They need to lay all their cards on the table because the public will understand.
Exactly.
You know, transparency.
Transparency. We got to have that. All right. Let's go to John with traffic on the files.
Nope. I don't have it. I'll be back at 7:05 with traffic.
Okay, cool.